Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. Continuing the great discussion, we bring in the head coach of the Blue Raiders, Derek Mason, on the line with us. A big win over UTEP this past weekend. Coach, congratulations on the dub.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Man, it's good to be on with you guys.
Absolutely. Look, that was a big road trip, your go out to El Paso. What does a win like that do for the locker room, do for your squad as you finish out the season with three more games left?
Well, we're headed into the stretch of games where we know that we got to play our best ball. We understand that we're getting a little better. The confidence is starting to grow a little bit. And this group continues to work. And we understand we are under construction. And so with that, we have to make the incremental growth that leads to, you know, success on the back end of this thing. So right now, these guys are just at it. Got off the field this morning on a Wednesday, had a good practice, and these guys are starting to put good practices together. And if you can do that, hopefully what you lead to is game day production.
And then you get Liberty coming up this weekend at home. You know, do you feel like that you got a good scouting report on Liberty? What do they show you?
No, Liberty's a good football team. They've been banged up. And, you know, obviously the three top receivers, have been down. And that's made a difference for, you know, Salters in terms of how he plays and how he functions. I think with this group, defensively, they've been, you know, who they've been, which is, you know, extremely solid. I mean, they've got pass rushers. They've got, great, second-level backers in their secondaries. They're opportunistic. And then when you look at them on special teams, they don't beat themselves. So this group has found itself, in waters that it probably hasn't been in the last couple of years. And now they're fighting their way through a two-game skid. And, they got to come here to Murfreesboro. And Coach Chadwell will have that team ready to go. They look to bounce back, but we look to keep moving forward.
We're talking to MTSU head football coach Derek Mason on the Chasing Big Joe show. Coach, when you scout Liberty, do you scout the first four or five games where they were really, really good, or do you put more emphasis on the last 2 weeks where they weren't as good? Because it's got to be difficult, I think, to kind of prepare for a team when you've seen two different sides of them.
Well, yeah, I think you're right, Joe. I mean, when you look at what they did the first four games, I mean, the first part of the season, it looked the way, you know, you thought Liberty would look. But again, when you have injuries, we went through a rash of injuries earlier in the season, and some of those guys didn't make it back. When you lose three of your top receivers, that's a lot of production. Your quarterback's throwing to new guys that he's never thrown to before. So that looks different in terms of the timing, the chemistry, and really what that looks like, in terms of the pictures, you know, for the quarterback and those guys out there playing. Because those guys aren't the guys that got this group to where it is. So with that, it's going to look different. It is hard to scout. You don't know who's coming back. If you listen to the injury reports, they could get, possibly two guys back. The reality of it is we have to go and understand that they're capable of being explosive. We know they're a ball control team, that likes to put it in the air. We've had our fair share of issues with stopping the run at times. And so it's got to be about stopping the run and then still being able to defend.
Absolutely. You know, you can learn all about your football team when their backs are against the wall and they're down and they got to rally. That last drive on Saturday at UTEP, of course, I saw every play on it. When your team had to go down to score and did and rallied and came together, that had to be just a great feeling for you and the staff because you saw your guys compete and finish. They finished all that on Saturday.
They did. They took a step in the right direction. When you see a group like this fighting, clawing, and then what we're able to do is take the ball, 5-minute drive, go down, put it in. That meant something to this team. That took us to a place that we hadn't been this year in terms of needing this group at this point in time, especially on the road because we hadn't had a road win since 2022. They got something done that only this group could do, right? And so for them, it's confidence. It's the idea that they've been able to now find themselves in an adverse situation, see it through to the other side, and make something happen. And then, closing out a ball game, that's always what you want, for sure.
Coach Derek Mason is with us. And, you know, we've talked with you before about building a program, which is what you're doing right now at MTSU. When you look at, you know, your coaching staff, all of you, the relationship with the team, you know, you go through camp and all of that, but it takes a while to kind of build and get that, you know, get to know each other. Now do you kind of look at yourself as you truly have become a family as you get to this point in the season?
You know what? You know, that's a great observation. That's a great point that you bring up. I do believe that we are a family. I felt that way coming into the season. You don't know if players feel that way, because when things are good, everybody's good. Okay, when you hit bumps in the road, hurdles, hills, that's when you start to find out what you're made of. And this group has had to go through it a little bit, and a lot of it has to do with, we had older guys that just hadn't played a ton. We had some younger guys that we knew were going to have to play. And right now, we understand who we are. We trust each other. I look at practice, like even today. I watch guys out there today, and like old guys talking to young guys. Early in the year, it was more, it wasn't combative, but there was edge in the air. Now, you know, I mean, guys are just trying to make sure guys know and understand, because it's been a next man up mentality so many weeks at a time that these guys have just, you know, learned how to, you know, fight for each other, not really with each other.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Coach, I'm going to come see you Saturday. So I'm going to I'm going to come down there. I'm going to come see you. You know, I'm going to make sure you get that W, get two in a row. But appreciate this as always, and we'll talk next week.
Hey, James, Big Joe, man, miss you guys. See you guys on Saturday. Let's go Blue.
Absolutely. Coach Derek Mason joining us here on the program, as he does every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. They take on Liberty coming up on Saturday. The pregame coverage on 93.3 totally hits, totally Nashville. We'll start at 10:30 and the kickoff around noon. Big Joe and Chip on the call.
There you go. No, I mean, that's a great question you asked him, because if you ask, Chris Sanders talks about this, any championship team, you play for each other. You play for the name on the front, not the name on the back. And so any team that wins a championship or is really good, they play. They don't care who gets the publicity or the ink, as they say back in the day, just as long as you win. And I think a lot of people these days don't care about winning, but when you find a team and players who care about each other and want to win, sky's the limit, baby.
Well, because I always, you know, you hear like, we're a family, you know, that's what we are. And I know every coach wants that.
Yeah.
And you look at the teams that are successful, they become that. But you can't just walk in and go, and all of a sudden everybody's on the same page. Yeah. And so I feel like that it takes, you got to go through it. And it's not just good times. You got to go through the bad times too. I mean, I think the perfect movie, you watched Remember the Titans. You see it throughout the movie that they have to come together, and by the end they are that family, and they stay that way, you know, forever.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, even with Derek Mason during the Memphis game, he got called for a penalty in sportsmanlike conduct, and I'm thinking, oh man. Then I started thinking, and Chip and I talked about this. They'd gotten some really bad calls, so here's your coach just fighting for you. Gets unsportsmanlike conduct, and like the team kind of rallied. It's like, all right, here's our coach. He's got our back, and it means the world to us. So, but it's a big game on Saturday. Liberty's a good football team. There's still a lot for Middle Tennessee to play for. You win that game, you're still in contention for going to a bowl, and just got to go out and take care of business on Saturday.
I'll never forget. I think I was a sophomore in high school. It was the district tournament, and we were playing CPA, and the calls were just calls were terrible, you know, throughout the game. And our coach, you know, was giving it to the ref, and finally he got teed up. And he just kind of stood there with his arms crossed. He looked right at the ref and just winked at him. And then turned around and sat on the bench, and we won. We came back and won.
Wait, was that Whittemore?
No. This was basketball. This was way
basketball.
Way before. Okay. But yeah. It was like He knew exactly what he was doing, you know, and
smart.
That's what you have. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll come back with much more next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.